Hello and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk with Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is Ken Goodman, and we are broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Thanks for joining us today. We are in the studio today with Miguel Brito, and we are, we're excited. We're talking about Spocity Eye Repair. Now, so we're talking about ophthalmology, right?
No.
No, we're not that type of eye. What type of eye repair? What are we talking about?
Well, we came up with that name because everything is Apple related, right? Like iPhones, iPads.
Oh, you know, yeah.
And then we wanted to stick with what it's Hot Springs, which is Spa City.
Yeah.
So that's how we came up with the name Spa City Eye Repair. As an iPhone, iPad.
Fixing iPhones, iPads. Mm-hmm. Do you work on Androids and things like this?
Oh, yes, we do.
Okay.
We basically, if it has a chip and it's cost effective for you to repair, we will do that.
Wow, that's phenomenal. And so I'm here with Miguel. Now, your boss's name is Debbie, right?
That's right.
And everybody, that is his wife.
Yes, that's the boss.
Hey, and what's your brother's name?
Josh.
Josh. Okay, so we got a family business going that means a lot. I mean, to people listening, you know, we're not a tiny town, but we're still a small town.
That's right.
And helping some family businesses. I like that. I like that a lot. So let's get back. I forgot to ask you, where are you located?
230 Cornerstone Boulevard. You know,
we all go there. Yep. We all go there.
If you go to Lowe's, you should see me. I'm five stores down from what used to be Pier 1 Imports.
Yes. I mean, if you don't go to Lowe's, the listeners are going to Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, IHOP, you know.
I mean, all these great little businesses right through there. Is there a gelato store right there?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Dolce Gelato.
So how much have you eaten of that through the years?
Not much, because I'm diabetic.
Oh, no. Okay.
But right. I have tried it. It's delicious.
Yeah. All right. Well, Miguel, so we're here today to talk not just about Spocity Eye Repair, but look, I got to ask you something. Why are they making these things out of glass?
I guess I can say, you know, planned obsolescence, you know. You want to buy a phone and you break it, most of the time you end up going to buy a new one.
Yeah.
The only problem with that is that nowadays these phones are not 99 cents.
Ooh,
now.
Ooh, they're not cheap, no.
You know, they're, I mean, upwards of $1,200 for the latest and greatest.
Oh, yeah.
And also, you know, because of the technologies that they're using on them, like wireless charging. If it is a wireless charging capable phone, it's going to have glass of sort in order for it to be charged.
Okay, and also, is all the touch stuff, is that glass is really the go-to then, right, for the touch screen and whatnot?
You can think about it as a sandwich. You know, you got your glass, which is what you interact with most of the time.
Yeah.
Under that, there is another sensor that is a touch sensor.
Uh-huh.
And below that, it's clear, but below that is what you see.
Uh-huh.
So you got three things going on at once. You got your glass, the one, and then the sensor that responds to your touch, and then the LCD, which is what you see. You know, most of this is being made in a way that if it breaks, you got to replace the whole thing because you cannot just rarely refurbish it, you know.
No, yeah, to the common man, such as myself, I look at an iPhone, I'm like, I don't even know how this thing sticks together. Like, it, you don't know. That's why it's important to have folks like you.
Yeah.
And you work on, you said if it has a chip.
Yep.
So we're talking about computers, we're talking everything?
Computers, gaming consoles, tablets, basically. I mean, I think the rarest equipment that we've repaired is an endoscope for a vet that came here from, Kentucky. During the races.
Oh.
You know, he had an endoscope, it failed on him, he needed to get repaired. Kind of sort of found us.
Wow.
Brought it over, fixed it up, and he went back to work.
My goodness. Okay. Yeah. I got you. I showed folks when I first met Miguel, I showed him my phone. He's like, yeah, we can fix that. My phone is a mess because I don't know. I found like a case was always too clunky for me, and I'm like, I'm never going to drop this.
Right.
Okay, so is everybody else dropping their stuff? What's going on?
It is. I mean, for the most part here lately, people tend to not really want that bulkiness, you know, that like have the sense of carrying a big old brick.
Sure.
Right? So nowadays there are cases that are slim yet protective.
Okay.
But now there's new technology on screen protectors. Most of us are really, really used to seeing that tempered glass that you buy at the store for 99
cents. That's right.
Well, it's just a piece of glass. So glass is going to break regardless.
Yeah.
You know, the new technology now is using polycarbonate stuff. You know, it's a form of rubber.
Wow.
It gets installed over your phone like this one right here, you know.
So yours, right, I'm holding Miguel's phone now. This has something on it that's better than glass?
It's called a polycarbonate, yes. And it's custom cut, you know, like we custom cut it to whatever phone you have. You know? It also saves on the environment because we're not going to have 1,000 different screen protectors for specific models. You come in with your device. If our machine can cut it, we'll install it.
Yeah, that's good. I was just noticing this. I was in the store maybe 2 days ago, and you got to look at the number of different phone models nowadays. How are you going to find your... So you can custom cut it.
Yes.
Whatever device they have, you're ready to go.
So long as it's in my database, I'll be able to.
Yeah.
Which most of the time, I think right now we're up to like 10,000 different devices that we can cut.
Oh, just 10,000.
Yeah, from just 10,000.
That's a good starter number. Rookie numbers, my guy.
I mean, we're talking about cell phones, you know, watches, cameras, digital cameras, you know, computers even, you know, laptops.
Okay.
I mean, we can do it all.
Man. Okay, so, and again, you're located right there in the strip. Like, if we come off Central down toward Lowe's, aren't you on the right?
I'll be on the right hand side. Yes,
that's right.
So if you remember where P1 Imports or now where Dolce Gelato is, on that building, will we be four stores down from Dolce Gelato?
Okay. And before we started the podcast today, Miguel and I, we were talking about how it's not just about repairs anymore.
No,
I'm sorry. Broken, physical broken stuff. What? Explain that again, what we were talking about.
Well, we're talking about, you know, trying to help the community, too, in regards to educate them and make them aware of, you know, what the scams are nowadays.
Scams. There you go.
We see it on a daily basis, and it's very unfortunate because we are kind of sort of seeing that this is coming to the elder community.
Oh, man.
And really, it's stressful, you know, because I'm going to be there one day, and I definitely don't want anybody to experience that.
Yeah.
I mean, we've gotten customers that unfortunately have been taken for thousands of dollars just because they, you know, they were not educated enough to know, hey, this is a scam.
And suddenly the technology that we want to work for us is something that makes us nervous.
Absolutely,
right?
Yes.
So someone has something fishy on their computer or their phone or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You can help us with that.
Yes, we can. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you're gonna take a
look. We can educate you. We can find out where it came from. What is it that you need to do? For the most part, they already know that they got scammed because their account is completely drained, right?
Yeah.
So they have to come to us in order for them to figure out how to regain back their digital, the digital identity, you can call it.
Yeah, or like a digital piece,
exactly,
you know, like not
make
being
sure,
worried when I get on my device.
Yes, and make sure that it's protected and educate them in such a manner that they know how to spot, okay, this is a scam, I don't need to be doing this, or just, you know, little things like that can go a long way, especially with the elder.
That is some kind of helpful because, you know, we do have a mix today, I mean, more than ever, of senior adults and technology coming together.
Mm-hmm.
They want the technology. I mean, I'm a senior adult, by the way. Did you know this?
No,
yeah,
I didn't know.
No, yeah, I found out. I was driving past Oakland. It said senior adult day, 50 plus. I'm like, what? I'm a senior adult. I want my free ice cream cone at Chick-fil-A now, baby.
There you go. You might as well, right?
So anyway, the mix of senior adults and technology, because we want to keep up with grandkids or kids.
Mm-hmm.
We want to have the functionality and the ease and the fun even. But then again, senior adults get preyed upon because, you know, for the most part, we grew up in a world that was kind of, you know, we expected folks to be good.
Yeah.
But the world's full of not so good people.
And it's unfortunate.
You know,
right? Because technology is supposed to be there to help us, you know,
to
make our life easier. And right now, the way that I'm seeing it is it puts a lot of fear on not just the elders, but anybody.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
Obviously, you know, the seniors and then, you know, technology, there's a little space there that it just doesn't quite click, you know?
Okay, so, Miguel, tell us, like, if someone's listening today and let's say they got a phone like mine that is looks like it just, you know, got run over by a car, or let's say they're a little bit afraid of their technology. They used to love it. Now they're like, well, who do I trust?
Mm-hmm.
How do we get in touch with you? I know we can walk in, right?
Correct, yes.
But is there a website and a phone number?
Absolutely. You can give us a call, 501-463-4044. Website is www.spacityrepair.com. I is just the letter I.
Yeah, so is that all together? No spaces?
No spaces.
Spa okay. City. Spa City I, which is mm-hmm. the little I. I'm looking mm-hmm. right at your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
SpaCityIRepair.com.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And we can get in touch with you.
Yep, you can send us a message there. We're actually right now working on something super new and fun for anybody that is willing to actually find out how much a repair is going to be. There'll be times that, you know, since there's only three of us at the store, sometimes all three of us are on the front desk and the phone is ringing. And that's one thing that really, really I need to put attention on. So what I'm doing now is I'm going to make a widget, put it on our website, onto which you can just click on that and then just tell us what phone you have, you know, what color, whatever, and then what is it the repair that you need them for, and it will immediately send you a text message with the price of that repair.
Wow. Okay.
So, you know, that way it'll be a little bit easier. If you need to, you know, talk to us about anything, you just send the message through there. We'll get in touch with you as soon as we can.
That's an amazing thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we should have this completely deployed probably by end of next week.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. SpaCityIRepair.com. The I, you know, all
I as in iPhone.
Oh, they're perfect. We all know that. And what's the phone number? 463?
No, it's 463-4044.
Okay, 501-463-4044.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, easy enough to remember, and folks can certainly find that number on the website. They can find your address on the website.
Facebook, you know.
Oh, there you go.
We do a lot of Facebook messaging, yeah, too, yeah. You know, all that. And then we try to get back to you as soon as we can, you know. If we don't, we will. Just be patient.
yeah, because, you know, the amount of devices out there has to be phenomenal these days.
Tune in to Checked Out, the Garland County Library's new podcast, every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
So are you seeing a lot of dropped devices? Is that the
here
most common?
Lately, I'm seeing a lot of, I forgot my phone on top of the truck and
oh, you know, no.
Took off.
Oh, no.
Which is unfortunate, you know. I mean, we also get into more serious stuff, you know, like we have done some work for, you know, state police.
Oh, really? Okay,
know,
yeah.
From Texas all the way to, obviously, Arkansas, you know, they've been reaching us, and they want to get data off of phones. That's another thing that we do.
Interesting, okay.
You know, we do a lot of data recovery. Let's say your phone completely just annihilated itself, and you got to have those pictures, right?
Yeah.
You obviously, we won't be able to fix your phone, but we'll do anything that we can to get your information off of that phone.
Okay.
So data recovery is a major, major part of the business that we have as well.
You bring up a good point, Mikhail, because in the old days, you know, when I was a youngster, you know, we used to print pictures. That was how we would take pictures, get them developed, and then we had them. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, we got them on our phones, and if something happens, we're like, oh, I should have printed out those 1,000 pictures, right?
Right.
But you're helping folks recover, yes, and get that stuff back.
Yeah.
Man, okay.
We also, you know, I mean, like, just this one little story. We got reached out by a mother in South Texas. Uh-huh. Don't know how they got a hold of us, yeah, you know, but called us. And, you know, really sad story. You know, the son passed away in a serious car wreck.
Oh, man, yeah.
They needed to get information off of this phone. We went through the paperwork that we needed to do in order for us to get this information. Yes, it took us a little while, but we were able to get thousands of pictures, videos, and everything else that this kid had.
Yeah.
And that's the last thing that this mother has.
Yeah, to hang on to. That's...
So that was my, I guess you can say, what I love to see is the face of the consumer,
yeah,
when they have all these irreplaceable memories back in their hands.
Wow.
It's absolutely amazing.
Well, it's amazing. It's amazing to me that there's someone, there are people smart like you. You know, it takes all kinds to make the world go round. Mm-hmm. And right now the world is rotating a lot with these devices that we need help with sometimes.
Yes.
And so now, listen, who's smarter? Is it you or your wife, Debbie?
Well, if I don't say my wife, then I can get in trouble. So why don't we just leave it at that
one? Hey, Debbie, I know you're going to listen to this when this podcast comes out. Miguel seems to be a big fan of yours. So I think you got a good one here. And your brother works with you.
That's right.
His name is Josh.
Yes.
Is that your big brother or little brother?
That's my little brother. Yeah, we're 8 years apart.
8 years, okay, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's awesome to have family. Yes. And your parents moved here.
That's right. They just recently moved about 4 months ago, so they're still unpacking. You know, they're still trying to get their home, their house a home, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. Obviously, I got to help them here and there, you know. But
cardboard boxes are still here and there.
Oh, yeah.
Man, it's awesome to have your family nearby. I got mm-hmm. a lot of family nearby, me as well. So you guys are kind of official Arkansans now. I mean.
I guess I can say that, yes.
You got your Arkansas card?
Yeah. Yeah, I sure do.
Now back to what you do, because you have devices that are technology keeps jumping. So what do you do, Miguel? I mean, you got to keep up with stuff. Like
absolutely,
a learning daily. Curve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I read a lot. You know, I study a lot. You know, I try to stay with training. Certifications and such.
You know,
I'm a certified computer technician by trade.
Okay.
You know, but I've always loved electronics. So they go hand in hand. So I kind of sort of have that broad experience. Where I can do your computer repair software wise, but if a capacitor broke down or burned out, I can fix that too. You know, it's beautiful.
And listen, we are all glad, like I said, we're glad that there are smart people out there.
Yeah.
Almost everyone's got a device these days, several devices.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, on average, a family has, the last time I read it was 8 devices, you know, at home, minimum.
My gosh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all of them internet connected. So,
yeah. And we're always dropping them.
Always dropping them, yeah.
Let me tell you. I got some, like, the innards of my phone are showing. So what am I looking at right there? What's through that hole?
You are looking at the Wi-Fi antenna.
Is that?
That's right.
Miguel's diagnosing my cracked phone.
Yep.
So I was fixing a toy for my grandsons for Christmas, and I propped it up on something with a flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're not just using our device for computers, you know. Everything is in our hand these days that NASA probably sent the rocket to the moon, right?
Yeah.
And so anyway, just the simple thing is a flashlight. I had it up and then I bumped the, you know, the pole and here it fell.
Yep.
So, you know, in my first thought was, well, I can survive with that. But now I'm getting glass chips every once in a while. And now I don't even know if the cameras are working right. And there's a hole here. And if water hit it, it's so now I know I got a friend with Miguel mm-hmm. and Debbie at Spa City Eye Repair.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can get that taken care of. As a matter of fact, your phone can be repaired in a matter of maybe 3 hours. And that one there is because we have to get that glass. We actually use a special laser machine to get rid of that glass and install a new one.
Wow.
Believe it or not, under that, you know, there's all kinds of sensors. Like your wireless charger is right there where your Apple logo is.
Yeah.
So obviously taking that off, you have to be very careful not to damage any of that so that when you put it back together, everything functions right.
Gotcha. I need to visit you.
You need to come over, yeah. You need to pay us a visit, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
But let's reiterate. We got not just the drop stuff or the crack stuff or my charger port is goofed up now,
mm-hmm.
but it's also folks who are dealing with. You got someone or something that's kind of infiltrated your computer. You're helping with that as well.
Yes, sir.
Do we need appointments? What do we do?
No, actually, you know, for the most part, is just walk-ins. Now, if you have major things, you know, when you give us a call, you just give us a call. Let us know, hey, I got this problem, and then we can see if we can fit you in within the time frame, or just even better, make a time for you.
Yeah.
That way, one of us will be dedicated to your issue and not have to worry about, well, there's another customer coming. We are all going to be on the same page. They can take care of them, and I can take care of whoever, you know.
Yeah. So, and again, most of us are going to Lowe's or Chick-fil-A or one of the shops. I mean, really.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of ladies love Ulta.
There you go. Yeah.
My wife loves San Francisco Bread Company.
Yeah.
I mean, we're always in that little strip. You remember the phrase location, location, location?
That's right.
You nailed it, didn't you?
Well, I like the spot. It was actually a pretty interesting thing, you know.
Yeah.
We actually went into a convention in Vegas, you know, the repair industry. But we before then, we used to be on Buena Vista, you know, where the old KLAC building used to be?
Yes, yes.
Right across the street, I had this little, you know, room, that I was doing business out of. Obviously, it's off the beaten path. Nobody really knew where I was. So when we went to this convention, we looked at this place right before we went, and we started doing the negotiations for this place while we were there.
Wow.
By the time we came back, we were approved, we got it, and then we've been there ever since, going on now, I want to say 9 years.
Wow, super. Yeah.
You know, and it has given us the opportunity to expand the business, not only replacing the screens and, you know, back glasses and computer repair. We actually just started moving towards also networking, design, development, you know, all of that stuff.
Oh, web development?
Like networks at home, business networks.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
Like,
yeah, I got you.
As a matter of fact, we have several customers now, from restaurants to property management companies that got their own, secure networks and
good,
stuff like that.
Good info, folks. Yeah. If you're listening, and that might have just got your attention, talk to Miguel, talk to Debbie, talk to Josh.
Yes.
Miguel and Debbie Brito right there on the strip. And listen, I've already memorized your phone number, 463-4044. Check
Super
me out.
Quick.
Look at that.
Yep. You can get us at any time. We stay open from 10 till 5:30, Tuesday through Friday, and Saturday 10 till 2.
Okay, so you're off on Sunday, Monday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's been a joy to talk to you. I think everyone in town probably needs your help. I just feel like 90% at least we need Miguel and Debbie.
You know, it's a beautiful business to be in.
Yes.
So long as you know what you're doing, you know.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we do see that quite often, but, you know, that's another topic.
You're talking about someone trying a repair, and they're like,
somebody portraying themselves to be somebody, you know, like a business.
Okay.
I mean, I get it. You know, we all want to actually fix our own stuff, and I'm all for DIYers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But whenever you want to portray yourself as a business, and you end up with little baggies, giving them to your customer, and then showing up at my door and be like, hey, you know, I took it to X and Y place, and it's, you know.
So we can trust you guys to do it right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good.
I mean, and if, you know, obviously we're human, we can make mistakes, but rest assured that we will back up.
And then you're going to fix, yeah.
Absolutely.
Been a pleasure to have Miguel Brito.
Mm-hmm. You're the first one that I've actually pronounced my last name right.
Well, you know, I want to say burrito.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's
but it's only easier. But it's only because I'm hungry.
You know what?
B-R-I-T-O.
That's right.
Miguel, it's been a joy, and best wishes to you guys.
Thank you.
SpaCityEyeRepair.com, 501-463-4044, or stop in the shop.
Definitely.
Right there on the strip.
But any of us three will be more than happy to help you. Say hi to you.
Looking forward to visiting you, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. I'm Ken Goodman. Thanks for listening.